obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Hallelujah. All right, the Bible says, beloved. Can you imagine? It says, beloved. It means people who are loved. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Now, today I'm talking to you about the ministry of tongues, but this is the exhortational part. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Yeah. So anybody that loves is a proof that you have the genes of God. So I have God's genes in me. Yeah, so there's a song. It says, beloved, let us love one another. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, let us love one another. For love is of God. It's a good thing to love. Love is of God. Tell somebody, love is of God. Yeah. I think next year I have to have a whole month and teach on love. Hallelujah. When was that? Was it last year or last 2 years? I taught on love for a whole month. And we didn't finish. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, everyone that loveth is born of God. So another way to say that you're a child of God is to say that I walk in love. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's how to show that you are God's child. Your father is a God. There are some of you are not talking to your one auntie in your house, you alone. You don't talk to anybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have problems with everybody in this world. It's too tedious. Hallelujah. I'm too lazy to walk in animosity. Hallelujah. The Bible says, love is of God. And he that loveth not, knoweth not God. Next verse. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. The Bible doesn't say God has love. The Bible says God is love. Praise God. The totality of his being, the culmination of his person is love. Hallelujah. See, so it's very disheartening when you have children of God who see God to be a molester. One time, there was this lady I met somewhere in Islam, and I was trying to preach to her, and I was telling her, God loves you, and the lady said, God cannot love me. I said, wow, that's a very big one. So you don't know the things I have done. You know, and she spoke with so much, you know, audacity and verbosity. You know, and I kept on telling her, God loves you. I don't know what you have done, but God loves you. Even if you killed me right now, God still loves you. Then she broke down in tears and started crying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is love. Hallelujah. Some people say, so you don't preach only the love side of God. There's another side of God is love. Yeah, now you never read it where the Bible says God is wicked. There's a judgment side of God. Now, your problem is that you don't understand what judgment is. People think judgment is condemnation. No, they are two different things. Hallelujah. But I'm not talking about that. I just want to exhort you today that God is love. Hallelujah. Say, love dwells here. Love. One more time. Say, love dwells here. Love. Look at somebody. Say, love dwells here. Love. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, so it should be in your mind. Learn to love. If it's difficult for you to love, learn to love. Hallelujah. Yeah, learn to love. Tell someone, learn to love. So let's get in onto the word of God for the day. 1 Corinthians chapter number somewhere, verses somewhere. Now I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 14. That's what we're looking at the last time. I'm teaching on one of the best subjects I know how to teach on. That is the ministry of tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Bible says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gift. I told you, charity is not a woman. so that when you see any charity, you tell the lady, Sister Charity, the Bible says I should follow you. The word charity. All right, so Darren is in church today. The word charity is an old word used for love. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, follow after love and desire spiritual gift. That construction, I want to tell you, I can teach on that for a whole month. Follow after love and desire spiritual gift. The Bible didn't say follow after love, but desire spiritual gift. He says follow after love and desire spiritual gift. Anybody that seeks to walk in the gift of the Spirit must first of all be indwelt by love, because the gift of the Spirit can be used in a negative way. Hallelujah. So the Bible says the first thing that must work in you is love. So anybody in whom is resident love and in whom is God's love, all right, that person is able to rightly manifest the gift of the Spirit. So love and the gift of the Spirit, they go hand in hand. Hallelujah. So he says, desire spiritual gift. Follow after love and desire spiritual gift. But the more I want you to prophesy. Hallelujah. I taught a little bit on that in USM last week, Saturday, right? Okay, let's go to the next verse. And last Sunday, we looked at this scripture and we couldn't finish. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. So the Bible is telling you that the gift of tongues is beyond the comprehension of man. Hallelujah. And the very moment anyone speaks in tongues, he is not speaking to man. So the moment you open your mouth and you begin to pray in tongues, to speak in tongues, you are elevated from the place of man into a direct communion with God. Praise God. So he that speaketh in an unknown tongue does not speak to men. I remember one time there was somebody who came to debate me or something of that sort way back in school, in senior high school. And the person came and said, so when you pray in tongues, do you understand? And I said, no, I don't understand. Do you understand what you are saying? So what if you are insulting God? No, so imagine you are speaking in tongues and you go bulu, bulu, bala, bulu, bulu, eh? You know, so that means God is a bulu. See, there's no telling how deep the carnality of some people are. Hallelujah. Yeah. So the Bible says that he who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men. Simply put, tongue speaking is not a language for men. That means there is no man on earth whose native language is called tongue speaking. Now let's go to somewhere, Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, say I speak in tongues. So you're here, you don't pray in tongues. When we are done, you should start praying in tongues. And these signs, Jesus is talking. He's risen from the dead and he's about to go to the Father. He's about to go to heaven. He's about to ascend. And then he gives his disciples an instruction that go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. That's from 15. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Hallelujah. And then he says that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. These supernatural signs will follow every Christian. Hallelujah. And last week I told you, if someone sees you and say, I see that your family stool is following you, you say you are not seeing well. Jesus who saved me says that these are the signs that follow me. He says that in my name they shall cast out devils. I'm not talking about that. In my name again, they shall speak with new tongues. The word new is the Greek word kainos. And kainos means something that has never been used. Something that has never been seen. Something that has never been experienced. Something fresh. Some people say new tongues actually means to your language will change. The way you speak, if you were cursing people and all of that, it will change. You start speaking positive. No, that's not a supernatural sign. Motivational speakers who are not born again can teach you positive talking. Hallelujah. Jesus says they shall speak with new tongues. It means they will speak in a language that is not in the confine of the understanding of man. Hallelujah. So Paul puts it as, he who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men. Full stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but unto God. So tongues is a heavenly language. Or we can say tongues is a godly language. Hallelujah. So if I speak in my natural language, won't God hear? He's going to hear. But you see, the native language of the born again is tongues. Hallelujah. So he says, and he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. Hallelujah. But unto God. Then he says, for no man understandeth him. No man understandeth him. In other words, no man understands. Hallelujah. And the word understands means no one is able to gather the meaning. You are not able to assemble the meaning. Hallelujah. Then he says that no man understands him does not mean that language is nonsense. Alright? He says no man understanding him. Then he uses the word how be it. How be it. However. Nonetheless. Hallelujah. Nonetheless. However. In the spirit. That means when you pray in tongues, I'm not stressing on this because I taught on that last week. When you pray in tongues, you are speaking in the spirit. When you start praying in tongues, you are speaking in the spirit. I think maybe the last Sunday of the month, I'll come and visit the in the spirit and I'll talk to you about the reality of the place of the spirit. Now, not the Holy Ghost, but I mean the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, and the Bible says that now, in the spirit is not necessarily in the Holy Ghost. Because you see, when you pray in tongues, it is the Holy Ghost that is talking with your spirit. Hallelujah. He simply says that when you speak in tongues, you bypass the realm of your mind into the place of the spirit where realities are buried. See, you can know as much as your mind can comprehend. But the mind of the spirit is unlimited. Hallelujah. Yeah, the mind of the spirit is unlimited. So when you pray in tongues, you are speaking in the spirit where realities are. And I remember last week I took you to Hebrews 11:3. The Bible says by faith we understand that the word worlds in there is talking about the ages, the periods. So we understand that the ages, the periods, the aeons were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we see were not made from the things which do appear. In other words, God spoke these things into being from the place of the spirit. God designed the ages from the place of the spirit. In other words, I can also design my future. I can arrange my future from the place of the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place now? Now go there. Hebrews, look at that. He says, through faith. So faith gives us an understanding. Our faith in God brings us the understanding that the ages, the word is the perpetuities, all right? The ages, look at that. The worlds, that is the word ages, right? The worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, if I'm talking to you about the veracity of the word, we'll come here again. That God used his words to design the future. Praise the name of the Lord. So the first thing you need to design your future is not school. The first thing you need to design your future is the word of God. Because you can still go to school and be foolish. Just like the same way somebody can be anointed and be foolish. Praise the name of the Lord. But the word of God, God used his word to design the future. Hallelujah. So the worlds were framed by the word of God. The ages. Hallelujah. So you see, you can have in your bosom your future. And how you are going to do that is speak the word of God. Design your future with the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, design your future with the word of God. Even if it looks dark now. See, when God started talking, everything was a mess. Yeah. When God started talking, everything was a mess. God did not talk when everything was right. Now, let's go to Genesis. Let me show you that before we continue with the tongues. The Bible says, in the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The heavens and the earth. Now, next verse. And the earth that he created was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So the beginning, when all things were created, everything was a mess. Praise God. Now, next verse. The next thing the Bible says, and God said. So you are not going to use the word of God only when things are right. Yeah, praise God. Oh, mashabalab. I'll walk in wealth. Why are you walking in wealth? Because somebody just dashed you for CD 70%. No. See, I don't fail because you saw that, it's all A's. I don't fail. What the word of God is able to actually do is when, I remember when we were in senior high school, and a brother's results was F99. F99, F9s. The guy looked at the results and I'm talking about Wasi. He looked at the and bursted out in laughter. I'm so fruitful. Every F stands for fruitfulness. I don't know where that revelation came from. I am fruitful 9 times in the name of Jesus. Hey, Wofa. This is your revelation. They are serious. Hallelujah. So the Bible wants us to understand God used his word to design, to frame. The word is frame. It means to design, to set in order the future. So I can also, you know, follow after God and set in order my future. The more I speak the word. Come on, hallelujah. Praise God. In my life is not going anywhere. Things are very hard these days. The way things are going, I don't even know how my life will be in the next 10 years. I don't know. It looks like we're all about to die. But June, you'll be able. And all of that. You keep saying these things. What are you doing? You're framing your future. You are framing your future. Somebody is also speaking in accordance with the word of God. And the difference will be so clear in the next 15 to 20 years. Hallelujah. You start getting job and they'll be firing you. You don't understand. You're found here. No, it's not a good spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. No, in 1 year you can do about 6 jobs. 2 months. Pa! Then you are. No, hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to say, I am the sought after. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. Nobody rejects me. No. You cannot reject me. I come with value. Come on, are you here with me? Say, I come with value. Yeah, I come with value. Yeah, I come with value. Praise the Lord. I come with value. No. No, I come with value. I'm so favored. See, the Bible says, and Laban recognized that his company was increasing because of the presence of Jacob, because God was with him. Do you understand that? Yeah. Joseph was in prison, and the Bible says, and because God was with him, he prospered in everything. The guy was in prison. Hallelujah. I am a carrier of God's presence. I don't record losses. No, I don't record losses. My life is not in shambles. No, everything is all right. Greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. I have the creative ability of God. I set my future in order. Glory to God. I'm the blessed of the Lord. Didn't you hear what the Bible said? The Bible says that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am loaded, and thanks be
unto God, who daily loves us with benefit. Hallelujah. I'm not disadvantaged. No, I'm not disadvantaged. I walk with God. I'm a man of God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sit down for 2 minutes. Let's try and let me. I'm starting the preaching and you are making noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you set your future in order. You set your life in order. Yeah, you set your life in order. It does not matter what. See, most of it are not. What you are seeing today was because of the things you said yesterday. So if you want to see a different tomorrow, that today, say something different. In accordance to God's word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So he who speaks in an unknown tongue, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Where the realities are, he speaketh mysteries. And I told you the word mysteries is truth that belongs to the initiated. Hallelujah. So when you pray in tongues, you are speaking truth that is not obvious to anybody. Glory to God. Human beings don't know it. Satan don't know it. And you speak in the spirit. You're making things in the spirit. You're putting things in order in the spirit. So it's not the tongue that people No. You know exactly what you're doing. You're cooking things in the spirit. You're preparing things in the spirit. Glory to God. Say, I pray in tongues. One more time, I pray in tongues. Hallelujah. There was this testimony of a woman of God. He says when she was pregnant, anytime she prayed in tongues, the baby will be moving. Glory to God. I said, wow, that's amazing. I pray in tongues. I set my future in order. Now, let's continue. Let's go to verse 3 now. But he that prophesied, edified unto the church, defied the church, and been speaking unto men for edification, exhortation, and comfort. I'm not talking about prophecy now. Let's go to verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. He who speaks in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Now the word edifieth is, that's where we get the word edifice, a building. Hallelujah. So the word is, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he builds up himself. Now remember, he had already said that he who prays in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries in the spirit. So if he's going to be building up himself, where is the building going to be done? In the spirit. So he builds up himself in the spirit. I can teach on that for a whole month. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So when you pray in tongues, you're building yourself in the spirit. You are strengthening yourself in the spirit. You are picking up mastery in the spirit. You are setting yourself on fire in the spirit. Say, I build myself in the spirit. So that means when you pray in tongues, it's like you're building up your spiritual muscles. Now, do you know that if you don't have strength in the spirit, there are certain assignments you cannot have? See, there are things people can't do, although physically it looks very easy. There are things people cannot fathom, but it's so easy for you. You understand what I'm talking about? Come on, are we together in this place? Yeah, there are things like that. It is not easy for some people to just go to church every day. It looks so cumbersome. It looks so. Why do you want us to die? Yeah. There are some people, they don't understand. We are going for outreach. They can come for the first day. They are coming for the second, the third day. And twice a week, 2 weeks. Battery, NASA. The ministry battery is low. Praise God. Why? You would think that, I'm tired. No. Paul says something. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means the things of God are not done with our natural, they are not done with our natural might. That you are very eloquent and very loquacious does not mean that you can be preaching. No, you can start preaching one day, two day, three day, but when they put you on a 1 week conference, 3 days, the message will finish. You start repeating yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on now. It cannot happen to me. Do you know where I started building preaching capacity? In Jinemu. Hallelujah. So that's it. In the spirit, he built himself. He built himself. Yeah, there are some people, you can just give them the microphone. Come and lead opening prayer. Hey, man of God, me? Hey, no. Somebody too is there. As I'm preaching, say, won't this man, can't God talk to this man and say, give me the microphone to preach today? Hallelujah. So when you pray in the spirit, what do? You build capacity. You build spiritual capacity. Spiritual capacity. The more you pray in tongues, you're building yourself in the spirit. You're building yourself in the spirit. Anytime, sometimes you see, anytime you are getting closer to Sunday, then you are falling sick. Today is your leg. Tomorrow is your nose. Yesterday was your back. The next Sunday is your, you know. No, pray in the spirit, in tongues. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues. He says he built himself. He builds himself in the spirit. He gathers strength in the spirit. Hallelujah. We are talking about a building that is able to stand the test of time. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jude 20. Jude 20. Hallelujah. Jude is just one chapter. Jude 20. Someone said, when we pray in tongues, Satan doesn't understand. That's not why we pray in tongues. Hallelujah. That's not why we pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Jude 20. Quickly. He says, but beloved, building up your holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, let's pick it from the top. All right, so let's begin from 15 thereabout. And then we'll see the premise upon which the writing was built on. Yeah. Let's begin from 15. Can you imagine? I even came with a Bible. Is it there? Okay, read it for me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 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 Now when you begin from 4, he says that for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains and under darkness unto the judgment day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, an archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. I'm not talking about all these things. But these people I'm talking about, they speak evil. They speak evil. Look at that. He says they speak evil of those things which they know not. In other words, they speak evil of the things of God, right? But what they know naturally as brute beasts. In those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them. For they have gone in the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feet of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of wind. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the root. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the servant from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment and all of that. Then let's go to 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus. How that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time. There should be people who mock the faith. They will make Christianity look so foolish. Hallelujah. He says there will be mockers. Did you see that? In the last time, who will walk after their own ungodly lust? These be they who separate themselves. In other words, these are people, they don't bring themselves to the church. They separate themselves. Hallelujah. They divorce themselves from the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. You can hear somebody say, I used to be in the church for 72 years. I know what I'm talking about. There's nothing in the church. And this person is going to speak with so much, you know, so much venom, that it begins to... I told you, I saw a prophet on one of the social media platforms who says she was a prophetess, but now she's an atheist. He says she was prophesying to people forensically. And I'm just thinking, how? Is it now she's realized that inside a person is a tune of something that knows the future. I mean, it takes so much faith to be an unbeliever. Yeah, it takes so much faith to be. It's very simple to believe that there's somebody somewhere who made all these things that I don't understand, than to say that all these things that I don't understand came from one piece of a bang. They call it the Big Bang Theory. It doesn't make sense. So the man of God is saying that these people will be in the faith, but they will separate themselves. They will be sensual. Hallelujah. They will be sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye beloved, so these are things that are going to happen in the last days. People will mock the faith. People will be scoffers of the faith. People will be laughing at the things we do. Christianity will be made unpopular in the minds of many. But this is how this end time you are going to keep on. How are you going to keep on? Come on. So he says, but ye, as for you people of God, do not follow after those who mock the faith. Even in our churches today, there are people who have not stopped the church. But you look at the things they do in the church, the things they preach in the church, and the drama and the rasmatas that happen in the church. You go like, are these people serving Jesus at all? Praise the name of the Lord. And the apostle says, listen, this is how you are going to survive the last days. Build up yourself by praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Build up yourself by praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up so that you have the capacity to stand the end time venom. There's no atheist born of a woman that can convince me that Jesus is not true. I've spoken so much tongues that my convictions have been, it's been mad. Hallelujah. No, you can never talk. You can't talk me out of church. It can't happen. I don't pray about it. God, help me to be faithful with church. No, I am the faithfulness to church. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. So these things, let me tell you, the Bible is very emphatic. 2,000 years ago, the Bible wrote that in the last days, perilous times shall come. People would depart from the faith. People will no more be Christians again. There are people, they'll still be in church. They won't leave the church, but they've departed a long time ago. There are pastors who have departed. They don't believe in the Bible. But they've said so much about the Bible that if they come out to say they don't believe in the Bible, they can't explain themselves. So they will come and say something. But you see the way they minister, there's no conviction in the scriptures. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I believe the Bible is the word of God. All of it. All of it. And if there is any doubt that you think there's any doubt in the word of God, it's not in the Bible. It's in the mind of the reader. And so if you subject yourself to the tutelage of the word of God, in fact, from a very good preacher like myself, all your doubts will be cleared. Glory to God. Yeah. It's very important. So in the end time, these are things that will be happening. People will be snatching people away from the faith. Think about it. Last week I heard the news of a man of God who was, I don't know if it's a man of God, who was going to a shrine for power. So when you go and get the power, who are you coming to? What are you coming to deliver? Hallelujah. Then I'll go there, I'm looking for power to do what? See, the mindset is wrong. But these things, the Bible spoke about them. How are you going to sustain fire? How are you going to sustain the fervency? How are you going to sustain that inferno for the things of God? The Bible says, by praying in the Holy Ghost. Look at someone say, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. He said, by praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. We are not mad when we speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are not mad when we speak in tongues. Glory to God. Yeah. Why are you praying in tongues? Why are you speaking in tongues? Don't you understand? Do you understand your own brain? Why is it in your head? Praise the name of the Lord. That you don't understand something does not repudiate its efficiency. It does not nullify the efficiency of what you don't understand. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things you don't understand, but they are there. And they are very, very efficient. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians again. And then I'll try and wrap up in the next something. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not in church. I just said hallelujah. So he that speaking in a known tongue edifying himself. You build yourself up. Look at people who don't pray in tongues. Look at how their lives go. I'm telling you, majority of them, it doesn't end well with them. Why am I saying so? Tongues will save you from a lot of things. You cannot be a tongues prayer, a tongue speaker. Very fervent. I'm not talking about those who do kalabush and then they are. No, I'm talking about people who are serious with it. And then you are sleeping and something will come and press your neck. It saves you from that. Yeah, see, sometimes when people come to tell me their ordeals, I'm just imagining, hey, I'm serious about it. I'm very serious about it. When you are asleep, somebody you have not proposed to, somebody who you have not accepted proposal from, decides to come and sleep with you. Why? And then, I mean, certain churches will organize a whole deliverance session for that. Praise God. No. You should not have those experiences. And praying in tongues will save you from that. I remember years ago, something that looks like about 10, 11 years ago, you know, I had a dream. And there was someone, and this knowledge had come to me. So I had a dream and there was somebody who was sitting on a horse. And the person got down from the horse and the person beat me. I'm serious. I got it. I got it in my body. I was born again, tongues speaking, spirit filled. So I woke up in the middle of the night, out of the beating. I just got up like that. And I got angry. I didn't pray. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command this dream to repeat itself again. Like I was so angry. And then I slept. The same person, the same horse, the same everything. Ah, God. I beat the person and I chopped the horses. I chopped the horse into pieces. And then when I woke, I was sweating. You can transfer anger into your spirit. Yeah, you can transfer anger into your spirit. It's not prayer. No, it's not prayer. Glory to God. You are there and somebody who blows up. They mention your name 3 times. Then you wake up in the morning. You can't wake up. It's an error. Praise the name of the Lord. We were going for missions one day, and then there was this lady who was a hairdresser. And the hairdresser, she had a swollen hand. And, you know, we were trying to talk to her and pray with her. And she said, somebody told her that somebody came to the salon, and the person had something in the head, maybe spirit or whatever. And that's the cause. I said, this is nonsense. You open your shop. Did you go and call her to bring her hair? No. There are certain molestation a child of God should not be going through. Yes. You shouldn't be going through that. Praise the name of the Lord. You shouldn't be going through that. You should not be molested. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not, the word perish them, he should not be spiritually molested. Hallelujah. Now somebody said, somebody who is scared to fly in the day, flies in the night, and decides how your life should go. 1,000 times no. I'm full of the Spirit. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That matters, it should not be your concern. You didn't see Paul battling those things. You didn't see Peter battling those things. Jesus never battled those things. Way back in Islam, one time I got a call. Somebody had come to, you know, purport things in front of our church and all of that. I don't know whether the person is trying to collapse the church or what. I said, I should drive all the way from my house and come to church that evening to come and sweep it. Let it be there. Tomorrow we'll still be coming to church. Let it be there. Praise the name of the Lord. These things are not a bother. Now, why? Because he who prays in tongues, he builds himself in the Spirit. So you can say, I am spiritually strong. You can meet somebody who is very thin, who is very small, but the person is huge in the Spirit. Glory to God. So he says, he who prays in an unknown tongue, he builds himself in the Spirit. He builds himself in the Spirit. You are able to take spiritual assignment. Glory to God. You are able to do the things of God without stress. Hey, why are you able to preach for long? It's my life. It's so nice. So beautiful. I build capacity for it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So you, when you pray in tongues, you build your spiritual capacity. Hallelujah. You build your... So, does it mean that you should just be praying in tongues all the time? Let's continue. Verse 5. Let's try and... Can you imagine that? For God sent not his son... Inside 1 Corinthians. Where are we now? 1 Corinthians what? Verse what? Now, there are people who have a lot of confusion about tongues, okay? Some people say that when you pray, tongues should be a language you have never spoken before. And then you will be enabled by the Spirit to speak to someone. How many of you have heard that argument before? Yeah, so it is not shabalaba katalaba libalabalaba. No, you speak. Maybe like I'll start speaking Spanish. All right, and then the person will hear what I'm trying to say, and all kinds of funny argument along those lines. Now let's get to verse six. Now, brethren. So this is what they use. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. Next verse. And even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? Next verse. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, oh my God, I can really say something on that. Who shall prepare himself to the battle? Now, next verse. So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. So you meet churches like the Church of Christ and all these churches who don't believe in tongues. Church of Christ, what again? SDA, Jehovah's Witness and all of that. Then they will tell you, so likewise you utter. So it's not about speaking words that you don't understand. You speak words that can be understood. Then they have another one they use, continue. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. That's the word meaning. None of them is without meaning. Next verse. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. That is a foreigner. Okay, so if I don't kashalabakataya, did you understand what I just said? No. So at this moment, you are foreigners to me, and I'm a foreigner. Do you understand what he's talking about? So he says, when you speak in tongues, it's a foreigner to you, and you are a foreigner to the person. There's no understanding. Is that true or false? The man just told you from the beginning, that's how tongues is. Yeah, he just told you that when you speak in tongues, nobody understands. Next verse. Even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gift, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Next verse. That is what prophecy, right? Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. It means that the interpretation of tongues is not automatic. So you can speak in tongues and not have the interpretation. But then you can speak in tongues and pray for the interpretation. And that will be equal to prophecy. Now, so Apostle Paul is just opposing two gifts, tongues and prophecy. Now, what is prophecy? Prophecy means to speak the word of God in intelligible language. All right? Like what I'm doing, you are all understanding me, right? Uh-huh. So what I'm doing is I'm prophesying. Now, the prophecy simply means speaking forth the word of God. So preaching the word of God. That is what Paul used as prophecy. So Paul is talking about speaking in tongues in the context of the church. That when we come together in the church and we are all speaking in tongues, nobody understands anybody. You understand what I'm talking about? And that nobody understands anybody does not mean that what we are doing is wrong. What it means is that everybody is building himself up individually. But Paul says that when we come to church, we must rather excel in building everybody together. So what was Paul saying? When you come together, excel in the teaching of the word. Don't build the church on tongue speaking. Build the church on the teaching of God's word. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you all get it? Yeah, if you have a question, you can lift your hand and then when I'm done, I'll answer you. If there's time, okay. So when you pray in tongues, it's a personal edification. When we speak the word, it is a general. So Paul says that in the context of the church, what should be done? Teach the word of God the more, so that everybody will be, come on, that everybody will be edified. Hallelujah. Next verse. He says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, it is my spirit that is praying. So the very moment you start speaking in tongues, the very moment you start praying in tongues, what is happening? Come on, when you start praying in tongues, what is happening? When you pray in tongues, what happens? Your spirit is praying. If you want to know you have a spirit, you pray in tongues. Someone say, hey, if the Bible says we have a spirit, how do we know we have a spirit? The Bible just told you, if you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. Hallelujah. So, when you pray in tongues, it is your spirit. Then he says that my understanding, the word my understanding there is my mind. My mind is unfruitful. In other words, when you pray in tongues, your mind don't understand. Somebody say, okay, so if you say when we pray in tongues, people don't understand. Shouldn't I understand what I'm telling God? The Bible says if you pray in tongues, it says, Paul says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed, but my understanding. So when I pray in tongues, my mind don't understand. So when you pray in tongues, your hearers don't understand. You yourself, your mind don't understand what you're saying. But your spirit is aware. Why? Because it is your spirit that is praying. And your spirit does not speak tree. Your spirit does not speak English. Glory to God. Glory. Man is made up of three parts. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Can I get one man? I need one man, one big man that we can cut, we can separate you into three. Somebody who is big a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah, so this man is standing here. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit. Uh-huh. Continue the reading. And soul. Uh-huh. And body. So that means man is made up of what?
Spirit, soul, and body.
So man is tripartite. Say tripartite. So man can be divided into three. When you divide man into three, you have spirit, you have soul, and then you have a body. Now, your body gives you physical consciousness. Physical consciousness. That's the one you look in the mirror and say, boy, I'm fresh, baby. I'm looking good now. That's your body. Then your soul is your personality. The Bible says, and God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. That is a living being. What separates Pastor Sion from Pastor Ezra? So if you have been in church and we say, I say, go and take my handkerchief from Pastor Ezra for me, you will not run to him. Now, some of us will be like, me, I'm going to talk to Pastor Ezra. I won't talk to Pastor Sion. Why? Oh, no, man, I won't talk to any of them. I'm going to talk to Pastor Kelvin. Why? Because Pastor Kelvin is very patient. Praise the name of the Lord. When we talk, he can hear. He takes time to hear. Praise God. Is Lena here? She's left. To school. Can you imagine that? How are these people? Praise God. So why? There are people, you have met a lot of people, but why is that it is your friend that is your friend? Because you love the persona. Hallelujah. The soul gives you the personality, the distinctive personality of a person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, your soul also comprises of your mind, your intellect, and your will. Hallelujah. So your mind, your intellect, your will. Hallelujah. Your emotions. These are where all these things are buried. When somebody says that your face, like iron box, it enters you. The person has not beaten you, but it has gotten into you. Your soul takes that and your soul is offended. So there are people who are so emotional. When you say something small, it gets into them. Like their whole day is messed up. That some of us too, our grandparents, they raised us with insult. We are used to. Our spirit, our souls have grown resistance to it. Praise the name. We insult, we joke by insulting one another. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I come from that kind of place. Hallelujah. That by virtue of fact, your grandmother is very happy. He can tell your face like a broomstick. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So we are used to. So if you insult, it doesn't get to me. Because you don't know the level of insult my soul has accumulated. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Where your mother can, you know, you can say, oh, mommy, you look very beautiful. Say, I mean, free me soul. No, how many of you come from such place? Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, yes. It is their own way of telling you that, oh, thank you. But African mothers, majority of them, they don't say thank you. They thank you with an insult. It's like they're saying that they are sorry. Your mother would never tell you, I'm sorry for what I've done. You'll be there, they'll just open the door. Where did he? Where did he? You know, they can never accept that they, because they feel like it's making them weak. Like, yeah, my mother will tell them, they all give birth to you. It's not you. They want to have that. It's like they went to the same school. That's matters of the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Then your spirit gives you God's consciousness. It gives you the consciousness of the spirit. Now, to the one who is not born again, his spirit is still able to contact things in the spirit. Hallelujah. Things in the realm of the spirit. So somebody is not born again, but the person can be very spiritual. Alright, the person has built that part. Now, when you get born again, your spirit is recreated. You are a new person. The Holy Ghost comes to live inside your spirit. And then your spirit and the spirit of God becomes one, to the point that your spirit is the spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that part of you is the one that prays when you are praying in tongues. And listen, the spirit knows all things. That's what the Bible says. The spirit knows all things. Let's go to Romans sometime. Come on here. As I'm talking there, you are speaking in tongues already. Oh, wait. Go and sit down. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Dear children of God, pray in tongues. Verse 26. likewise, the Spirit also. Look at that. It says, likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. The word infirmities here refers to our weaknesses. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. The Holy Ghost helps our weaknesses. The things we cannot do. Hallelujah. The things we feel so weak to do. He says, the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities. And then he explains, because. So this is our infirmity. Because we do not know what we should pray for. He did not say we didn't know how to pray. He says, we don't know what we should pray for. Look at that. He says, for we know not what we should pray for. You think that you are praying for a pulpit, but that's not what you need. That's not what you're supposed to pray for. You're praying for water, but that's not what you're supposed to pray for. He says, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. So there are times what you think is your need, is your pressing need that you are disturbing God about, is not what you're supposed to pray for. And he says now, in order not to misfire in prayers, God bridges that weakness with the Holy Ghost. And then he says, oh my God, but the Spirit himself. So the Spirit himself, there is an old rendering. It's supposed to be himself. The Spirit himself, look at that. He maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be put in words. So when you pray in tongues, the Spirit of God, but with your spirit, is making prayer. In fact, and the prayer of the Spirit is the exact prayer. Glory to God. Glory. The last time I set an example, you are about to travel, okay? Or maybe you are about to marry. And then you are praying to God that, oh, in the name of Jesus, let it not rain. Let me have a beautiful ceremony. And then you are praying. But then, from leaving your house to where you are going to marry, there's an accident in the middle. It didn't come into your mind. So that day it will not rain. You have a beautiful weather. And you didn't reach. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So the Bible says that sometimes we don't know the exact thing we are supposed to pray for. So the Holy Ghost is there. So when you're going lekaba, repasata, kuparakate, it's not senseless. The Holy Ghost is doing the right thing with your spirit. Hallelujah. The right thing with your spirit. The right thing with your spirit. The right thing with your spirit. You're a leader. You're a church leader. You're a pastor. You're a Christian. You go and you start praying in the spirit. You pray in the spirit. You pray in the spirit. And sometimes after praying in the spirit for a while, then you see prophecies coming out of you. So instead of praying for that marriage, then you go in the name of Jesus. All things are in order. All things. What is happening? The Spirit of God has helped your spirit to locate the exact thing you ought to pray about. Say, I pray in the Holy Ghost. Like you mean it. Say, I pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm not ignorant. One more time. I'm not ignorant. I am not ignorant. I pray in the Holy Ghost. There's this gentleman who is madly, who was madly in love with the lady. The lady was so much of a Christian. They nearly got married. They nearly got married. And by virtue of that line of life, the Spirit of God started showing her what the lady really looks like and how their marriage is going to look like. You better run. You better run. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, because the Bible says, let's go to John chapter 16. John 16. John 16. Hallelujah. I pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Holy Ghost. John 16. Let's go to 13. Oh, glory to God. He says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So look at that. The Spirit is a spirit of revelation. He will show you things to come. He is a prophetic spirit. He will show you things to come. So as you pray in the Spirit, you will be aware of things that are in the womb of time. As you pray in the Spirit, your eyes will be open. You'll behold the things that are yet to come. I'm not ignorant. Come on, say, I'm not ignorant. I am not ignorant. Glory to God. Yes, Spirit of God, He will show you things to come. 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 I don't know who I'm talking to. He will show you things to come. 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 I don't know who I'm talking to, but He will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. And you will be comforted. And you will be refreshed. And you will be happy. And you will be joyful. And you will lift up your hands. And you will be blessing God. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost, He will show you things to come. 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 This is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. This is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. This is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. This is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. When it looks like all hope is gone, when it looks like you don't know what to do, He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Kobarasata leke prakatala lepabade lege bragadiase liparagadiase talabaka palegostava. He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. Can I hear you praying the Spirit, somebody? He will show you things to come. Can I pray in the Spirit? Can I hear you praying the Spirit? He will show you things to come. Come on. Come on. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Shapala kataya. Ketela beshabahaya. Kelaba shabahaya. Keseteke bahaya. Ketelebo shabaha. Rakatala basaya. Katala basai. Kababa babaya. Katala basaya. Ketelebo shabahaya. Oh Rabashati Rekasete Kabai Likasete Kobahaya. Oh Rabashaya. Come on, pray in the Spirit. 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 Kashabaya Rekaseya Katalabaya Rakatelebosha Ketalabasata. Oh Rabashabahaya. Hallelujah. Sit down for a minute. So it's very important when we pray in the Spirit. He says, my spirit prayers. My spirit prayers. My spirit prayers. See, the Spirit of God comes with direction. The Spirit of God, He comes with direction. And these directions are buried in Him. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more you are able to behold these things, the more you are able to see these things. As people get scared of the future, you look so assured. There's so much confidence. There's so much refreshment. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Isaiah 11, 28. No, Isaiah 28, 11. Let's try and wrap up. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. Now, this scripture was Isaiah prophesying to the people who were rebellious at that time. God had spoken to them and they didn't believe. In fact, Isaiah had spoken to them, giving them prophecies, and they called the words of Isaiah there a little precept upon precept, line upon line. Like, your words is for babes. you know, they did not value his prophecy. And then God is saying that, listen, if you are not going to hear Isaiah, I am going to cause another nation that you don't know their language. And when they come and they talk to you, it will sound in your head like stammering lips and other tongues. Now, and the people will prophesy with the other tongues and stammering lips. They will prophesy rest unto you, but you will not believe it. So you are looking for mystery. I'm going to give you mystery, but you are not going to believe it. So Paul said the other time that wherefore tongues is for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them who do not believe. In other words, it's a supernatural sign that when somebody is rebellious. Now, Paul is teaching from here, and Paul said, when somebody is rebellious, what God uses to gain their attention is stammering lips and other tongues. So here, when you read in Isaiah, God was prophesying through Isaiah that by virtue of your rebellion, I'm going to use strange tongues. In other words, languages of people you don't know. And it will sound like stammering lips. Praise God. Now, how is that relevant to what I'm saying? So Paul said the other day that tongues is a sign not to them that believe. In other words, to them that believes, the ministry of tongues is common. It's not something we get astonished about. Hallelujah. Yeah, but to the one who is an unbeliever, it is supposed to catch the attention of an unbeliever. But then it is not a guarantee that the unbelievers will just see tongues and follow you. So God, go to verse 12. So with the stammering lips, he says that, to whom? So in the stammering lips. So Paul taught on tongues using this analogy. So here he says, in the stammering lips is the prophecy of rest. He says, to whom? He said, this is the rest. Not this will give you rest. This is the rest. So when I pray in tongues, this is the rest. You've been scared lately. You've been anxious lately. You've been so perturbed lately. You don't know how things are going. You look like you are very wary. It looks like things are not right around you. It looks like some bad thing is coming to happen to you. And it looks like you are so agitated in your spirit. You know, you can come to a point where you feel so dry. You feel so dry. You feel so dry. The man of God is saying that in the stammering lips is the saying, this is the rest. I can teach on that. The word rest in there means a place where strife ends. That word is used in Deuteronomy. We're not going to see that because of time. When Joshua told the children of Israel that when you get into the land which God promised to give you, you shall rest. And that rest means that you shall cease from strife. You will no more be agitated. You will no more be scared. You will not be afraid of invasion. Praise God. Come on, are we together in this place? You will not be afraid that the enemy will invade you. So this is, come on, this is, talk to me, this is the rest. So when I pray in the spirit, this is the rest. This is the rest. When a lot of things have come together and you don't know what to do, this is the rest. Stammering lips. Ka ba la ba shaka ta kapata. And you're praying in tongues, and sometimes it feels like you are groaning. It feels like you are making sighs. You're making sounds. Hallelujah. And right after the prayer room, you feel so strong. You feel so powerful. this, look at that, he says, and this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. Oh, glory to God. Say, I'm not scared. Because I pray in tongues. Yeah. This is the rest. This is the rest that you are going to use to cause the weary to rest. This is the rest. When there is turbulence all over, this is the rest. I pray in tongues. People of God, tongues mean something to us. This is the rest. Don't cry. Don't give the devil that chance over your life. This is the rest. If it looks like you are tired of life, this is the rest. So we don't pray in tongues as a religious duty. Now look at what he says. He says, and this is the refreshing. This is the refreshing. This is the refreshing. So when I pray in the spirit, I am refreshing myself. See, the word refresh actually also means to restart. See, the idea is like when you have a machine and then that thing freezes. You have a phone that freezes. It can't do anything. It's so static. It's so static. But the word refresh, he says, this is the restarting. This you press a restart button. Hallelujah. You press the button. You refresh your energy. You refresh your power. You refresh your joy. You refresh all of that. You've been born again. And some 2 years down the line, your fire is gone. You can't find your joy. The joy of the Lord that is supposed to be your strength cannot be found anywhere. There is a refreshing. There is a restarting. There is a restarting. I don't know who I am preaching to, but there is a restarting. How do you go about it? Lakabaya, lakabaya. Not as a religious duty, but with a consciousness that there must be some restarting. There must be some resting. Rest, oh my soul. Refuse to be agitated. Refuse to be afraid. No, rest, 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 rest. Everything is in order. Come on, come on, lift up your voice in the language of the spirit. Set times for yourself and pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up your voice. I am done with preaching. You can be upstanding if you can and start praying in the spirit. This is the rest. 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 I pray in the spirit. I pray in tongues. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Koba Shabahaya. Kelabragadaya. Shapalakataya. Come on, pray in the spirit. You're not praying for anybody. You're praying for yourself. This is the rest. I rest in my God. I don't fight in my dreams. I don't fight. I don't fight spiritually. No, 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 no. I am not agitated spiritually. I am not molested. There are some people, they just can't sleep. They don't know what it is, but they are even afraid to go to bed. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Praying in the Holy Ghost. This is the rest. Shapahaya. Your mind and your thoughts have been so infiltrated by demonic dreams, by oppressive dreams. Balakabataya. This is the rest. 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 Come on now, somebody. This is the rest. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kababaya. Rabasavahaya. I will not be anxious. I will not be anxious. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Come on. Kobalagava. Sepetavahaya. The mountains are clearing. Kobaya. Cloudy minds are clearing. Kobalaba. Heavy spirits are clearing. Heavy minds are clearing. Kobalabaya. Dedebosa. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Kobaya. You are not a fugitive. Kobalabataya. Kelebekadabaya. You are not a spiritual wanderer. You don't wander about. Kebaya. This is the settlement. This is the rest. 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 Kobala Shavaya. Kelebe Chavaya. Koba Shavaya. This is the rest. This is the rest. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. In the next 5 minutes. Come on. Shabahaya. Kadadadadadabada. Rabba Shabahaya. Oh Balaye. Sandalaba Kubaya. Yededebo Shabahaya. This is the rest. This is the rest. This is the rest. Kabalabasaya. Kepalabasaya. Ikapataya. Eyedededebosa. Imantalabaha. Rapasaya. This is the rest. Katea. 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 Ayadabasa. Kalabadabasa. Yadadabata. Yakabatea. Labadaya. 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 Kobalabaya. Ketalabaya. Ayakataya. Paladadaya. Paladadaya. Kotalamaya. Ayapataya. Yakataya. Ayadadabata. Kobalakataya. Palatea. Kapalaya. Ayadadabate. Katalama. Ayakabata. Ayakabata. Kotalabate. Kobalakava. Yakatabaya. Paleta namaha. Ayakapata. Yakabate. Kalabataya. Eladalabata. Kolabrakatea. Oh Ramamama. Yagadadadabate. Oh Ramasandi. Oh Lepaya. Iyondo dobosaya, ikapabaya, shavalabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabaya. I am not drained spiritually. I am not a wanderer spiritually. Kebataya. I am not a fugitive. Kebeleketaya. Ketelebekavaya. I have come to rest. I have come to rest. Kadalabataya. Eyededebataya. Kubalabataya. My spirit is at peace. My soul is at peace. My body is at peace. Kebalabaya. Eyededebataya. Kubalagate. Eyededebete. Kubalagatalabaya. Kebasabaya. This is the refreshing. The refreshing. The refreshing. The refreshing. The refreshing. The refreshing. Oh Rabasaya. Oh Rabasaya. Lakateya. Eyadadabata. Kabalabasaya. Eyendebete. Kubalabaya. Oh Rabasaya. Kadele. 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 Come on. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh. Basaya, oh Rabasata, Laka Babaya, Setelebo Savahaya. This is the refreshing. 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 Kobalabahaya. I don't care what has gone on in your life, but this is the refreshing. I don't care what has gone wrong in your life, but this is the refreshing. Kobabaya. Repasaya. Kobalabaya. It's a restart button. Kabalabasaya. Ayamashavaya. Kobaya. Kobaya. Lapaseya. Kapataya. Dedebosava. Eketeya. Akateye. Lakabarate. Legabaya. Oh Rabasaya, Labalabate, Lekabasanda Labaki, prayer. Hey, I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Kela brakadia se. Kela brakadia se. Eyede debo sabakatala bahaya. Oh, rabasanda. Leka basafa takabaya. Hey, mandele basabahaya. Kela balabaya. Adadabo sabahaya. Edify yourself in the spirit. Edify yourself in the spirit. Build up yourself in the spirit. Build up yourself in the spirit. Build up yourself in the spirit. Kobabaya. Strengthen yourself in the spirit. Charge yourself up in the spirit. Kobalabaya. Lebalabaya. Irasana. Irapaleto. Lekaparade. Lebarati Ekova. Belegrata Diasa. Lebarakatana Maya. Hey, Balavaya. Ayaba Savahaya. Kateta. I hear in my spirit. You will not. You will not. You will not lay down ministry. Kobabaya. Kelembrege Vrakatele Bragavia. Come on, Mantisava. Build up, 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 build up. Kobabaya. My spirit is getting more stronger. Kobabaya. Repasaya. Kobabaya. I'm getting so strong in the spirit. I'm getting so strong with the spirit. I'm getting so strong in the spirit. Kulabaya. Kebalabasaya. Rebabalekosaya. Kabaya. Beshaba. Come on, don't be tired of this. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Malabahaya. Balabahaya. Malabahaya. Ketalava. Rebasati. Oh, Rebasanda. Lakoteya. Lakoteya. Makateya. Rebasinda. Lagate. Belegratiese. Palundi. Barigadi. Lebosa. Erapalusti. Ayadobosava. Ekabadiese. Lebaha. Paladia. Salohosa. Empalagadie. Hesua. Ayaka. Delebosa. Baha. Rekoskataya. Belegatelebosa. Baha. Bonta, bonta, mante, koba, rapa, shabalega, daba, daba, daba. Hey, balabasa, kabababa, shakataya, rakasaya, 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 ketalabashabahaya. Hallelujah. Say, I'm strong. I'm strong in the spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I am not molested in the spirit. I pray in the spirit. I speak words in the spirit. In the name of Jesus.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.